Star, Brother and Sister, GB. St. Helena, California, October 1, 1907. Elder Star Bondi, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. Dear Brother and Sister Star, we thank you for writing. When you can do this, please write on the typewriter. We can read this so much more readily. But remember that we want your letters in any case. Last night I slept till 3 o'clock. 2 nights ago I slept only till 2, while a few nights before I did not sleep at all. I do not often sleep after 4 o'clock. I retire at 7 or 8 in the evening, and if I can sleep till 4, I feel very thankful. I want to say to you, Brother and Sister Star, that the time we have so long anticipated has come. Jones has come to the place where he voices the mind and faith of Dr. Kellogg. They have now taken a decided stand against the truth, and special efforts will be made to lead souls away. This apostasy has cost us dearly. We have had to have representatives of the truth to meet the falsehoods of these men. There has been need of constant watchfulness in order to refute their charges and to save the people. Warning after warning has been given to these men, but they have set themselves first to deny the messages and then to declare that they did not believe the testimonies. Their work against the truth has been as marked by deception as was the course of Canright. Many whose sympathies were with Dr. Kellogg have united with him and have departed from the faith. I pray that the Lord will give you wisdom and grace, Brother and Sister Star. We must put our trust in Him as dependent little children. Work under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Seek every opportunity to enlighten and benefit the temperance workers. The temperance organization is one that I have ever respected. If you will be guided by the Holy Spirit, ways will open for you to work. A very dangerous element is coming into our ranks with the idea that certain workers are set to be mind and judgment for their brethren. God never intended this to be, for such a course leaves no freedom for the Spirit of God to work. I have some messages written concerning this danger, which I will send to you. The Lord does not send His servants to learn their duty of men who are as weak and erring as themselves. The invitation comes from one who cannot err. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1, verse 5. The Word of God is to be the guide of every worker. This is the only voice that it is safe for us to trust.